So how do you feel like a different person than you were at this meet 2 years ago?
So, like, what differences?
Yeah, like, how do you feel like you've grown up, I guess? 2 years is a long time.
Yeah, 2 years is a long time. I think a lot of it is, I mean, better managing my, like, recovery and stuff on my own. So, like, there's a little more responsibility with that. And I think also with, so 2015, I wasn't a team captain, and, you know, coming here, like, I'm team captain. So, it's kind of like, I see, like, this growth, and it's kind of a step in the right direction. I don't know, growth-wise, I mean, maybe I'm a little physically stronger,
yeah.
Faster in the 50s, which is good. Just growth here and there.
How about being a captain? I know it's something, you're talking to Reese last night, something he's really embraced.
Yeah.
How have you kind of embraced it, and what has it meant to you?
Yeah, no, I've really enjoyed it. Like, it's a huge honor for me to know that my teammates, even the athletes that I don't hang out a lot with, I don't often get to see them.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool to know that my teammates from the U.S. are, like, they see me as a leader. And coming into the meet, I knew that, you know, maybe there's a chance for me to be captain, and I kind of went into it with the mindset that even if I'm not selected the captain, I want to do what I can to lead. And I know I've got a lot of incredible experience through racing and travel and stuff, and I feel like I can now take that and help the other athletes who are here for the first time.
Going off some of these swims today, obviously great swims in the 50s.
Yeah.
Is it something, I don't know, you're probably not thinking about it right now being so into the meet, but how much will you think about kind of trying to translate that way as you get past the junior level to moving towards events that are Olympic events, because that's obviously the thing with all this.
Yeah.
So is that something you've thought about, trying to translate those abilities from the 50s to the 100s? You think you'll specialize a little bit down the line?
Yeah, no. I don't know that I'll cut down the amount of strokes I swim. But I think, obviously, so after this, we have a lot of really exciting things coming up with, you know, we'll do the national anthem and then, yeah.
Go, okay.
Yeah, so speaking about 50s and the transition and stuff, after this meet, listen, man, we're really planning on upping our racing.
Okay.
So our goal is to do, like, 5 weeks training and then 9 weeks going from meet to meet, just racing, doing the 4IMs, 200s, everything. And a lot of that really starts, like, 2018 and forward. But, no, it's definitely, I think, as we get back home, we're going to start figuring out, okay, we know we got to do a bit more yardage, but it's still the same principles, you know, so more yards at race pace. But yeah, just to increase that endurance, because I want to be good at the 100s and the 200s.
In 2 years, what would you hope, if I asked you what your best events are in 2 years, what would you hope the answer is?
Everything I decide to swim. I mean,
no
I so I the 50 freeze, obviously, that's definitely going to be there. I love the 50. I love sprinting. I pray that 2 years from now, the 50s are all, like, legit events, which, hey, you know, you never know what could happen. But then, like, the 100 breast, I mean, all the 100s, 100 fly, maybe not the 100 back. I'll still be good at it, but not, like, focus. And then, obviously, the 2IM. So, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, good luck tomorrow. You have two big races.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you.